The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. Have you seen some of your retirement accounts take a hit, 15, 20%? You know, are you concerned about this possible recession? We've got war looming. We've got China looming. We've got all of this stuff going on, a potential pandemic. Learn how you can add double digits to your account day one and protect your 401k or IRA. Call me at 800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and welcome to the Prosperity Hour. And I really appreciate you tuning in. And our question for today, or the title of today's show, is recession and risk. Recession and risk. How do you need to prepare for this impending recession, if you will? You know, how do you need to prepare? That's the question that you've got to ask yourself. So what should my steps be? Do I want to watch myself, you know, lose money? Do I just want to sit there and hope it comes back? I believe we're seeing some things, and we're going to experience some things in this recession, if not a depression, that will actually be very formidable if we're not prepared. So we have to be ready for these things. I keep telling people, I keep using this adage, have you ever heard anybody lose money that cashed in profits? Maybe they lose some of their upside, but they didn't lose money. If you're profitable, then you've made money. And if you're profitable on your retirement account, then you have made money. And so it's important to understand, you know, what your options are. What do you need to do? Do you want to watch your accounts go down? Do you just, you know, do you just sit there and do nothing? That's the question you got to ask yourself. And if you're being basically brainwashed into thinking that, oh, this is, you know, the market's still good, there's still upside and all that, that may be the case. But you could see your upside lose a lot of money when you should have made a profit. We're already down 15% this year. Many of our people that have come to see us or clients have taken steps. They stuck in the money market. They've gotten out of risk because they're very concerned about it. You know, I have too, because there are concerns here. So what do we do? That's the question you got to ask yourself. So if you don't want to watch your retirement numbers go down, especially if you need money early, then reallocate the amount of risk that you have and make as much of your account safe. Unless you just think, you know, this present economy and gas going to $6, diesel going to $7 in some states is going to work. And you think that what this administration is doing right now as far as putting ourselves under the WHO, wow. Well, what if we have another pandemic? These are all questions that you got to ask yourself because there's early signs for it. So, folks, if you have any questions, give us a call at 1-800-440-0434. Give us a call, or you can go to mymoneyissafe.com, or you can email us at info@mymoneyissafe.com. So stay tuned and try to determine how much risk do you need to have in this recession, recession and risk. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Prosperity Hour. Join host Greg Ellie with Steve Lewis of the Prosperity Group as they guide you on your path to prosperity in retirement and life. Learn how to safely protect your money from market risk, creating your own pension-like income with their safe money strategies and implementing their tax-free plans. Call Greg or the team at 864-989-0176 or email Greg at mymoneyissafe.com. Visit mymoneyissafe.com and start now.
We'll be right back. Welcome, listeners. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and welcome to the Prosperity Hour. And I hope you enjoyed today's show, but we're asking the question, recession and risk. You know, what should you do if we have a recession? You know, what, you know, how should you allocate your risk? These are things that people need to think about before you watch your account lose a substantial amount of money. You might have already lost some of your gains already. So it's important to understand what's going on. I mean, that's my point. You know, there's the World Economic Forum. That's what's going on now. Okay. Economists warn of a recession. What lies ahead for the U.S. economy? So it says the most widely accepted definition of recession is two consecutive quarters of declining GDP. The United States is now facing the familiar precursors of recession, including rising interest rates on the back of high inflation. The Federal Reserve is taking action, and its decisions will be critical to the length and severity of the recession. Businesses may be able to weather the immediate impact of higher interest rates, especially those that have made good use of low interest rates and bullish stocks. But what about the average person? That's what I want to say. One more thing in this article. It says the opinion in Wall Street is divided on the question as whether the U.S. is heading towards recession. And Wall Street bulls saying those fears are overblown. The familiar precursors of recession have arrived: an inverted yield curve, rising interest rates, and on the back of inflation, 8.5% inflation in March. With COVID uncertainty and disruptions caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine thrown in. So the yield curve inverted on March 29th for the first time since 2019. So that happens when short-term treasury bills attract higher interest rates than longer-term treasuries, a sign that investors are losing confidence in the economy. Meanwhile, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell bought down the other shoe on speculation of higher doses of interest rates when he signaled a 50 basis point increase in May. Early increases have usually been 25 point bursts. He also wanted to move a little more quickly with shrinking the Fed's asset portfolio in an effort to tame inflation. So that's what we're being told, Steve. That's what the World Economic Forum is saying. You've got a sovereignty issue with healthcare that, you know, Joe is trying to get us under. So there's a lot of potential changes that are happening. A threat of another pandemic. China is shut down. I mean, that's crazy. Absolutely nuts.
It is crazy. You gave the definition of a recession. I wanted to ask you that. So you stole one of my questions. Thank you very much.
Sure.
But, you know, there are several impacts of a recession. So we know that the recession is, you know, two consecutive quarters of declining economic, you know, growth, basically. But the obvious results of that are people are working less, there are more people laid off, people are spending less, people are making less. The whole economy is grinding to a halt. Now, keep in mind that not only is that happening, but at the same time as a recession, we're having the worst inflation that we've had in many, 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 many years, a long time in our history. So, you know, prices are going up quicker than we can keep up with. I don't know about you, but you go to a restaurant now and they've got their menus with tape over the price so that they can change the price, you know, on every day. I mean, it almost seems like we're, you know, those days of hyperinflation when you hear the stories of people that go and buy bread and they didn't know what bread was going to be that day because it was just going up so fast. They literally just brought as much money as they made because they wanted to buy it as quick as they could, knowing the price was going to be higher by the end of the workday. I mean, that's the kind of thing we're in. So prices are going up and demand is going down. And that is just not a good. And that's globally, by the way. That's not just here in our country. It's globally.
It is globally. You're absolutely right. You know, we are experiencing a weird form of stagflation.
Yeah.
Because we don't have high unemployment yet, but our employment is very strange. You still got people that are getting paid on the dole of the government. So the question is, if you don't have manufacturing, if you don't have a robust economy, if you don't have all of these factors, then what sustains the market? Let me tell you what's sustaining the market. It's China. Because now China is now affecting our supply chain big time. Why would pharmaceutical companies be beholden to China of all nations? These are questions you got to ask yourself. Listen, we are almost out of time this segment. And folks, if you would like to give us a call, call us at 1-800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. We'll be right back, so stay tuned. Attention retirees, this is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. Are you in limbo with your retirement right now? Are you not sure what to do? Are you concerned that this market volatility could really hurt your accounts and you're kind of frozen and just sitting in cash? Folks, there are alternatives. I can show you where you can add double digits to your retirement accounts day one. Call me at 800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com.
He promised us that he would be a counselor, a mighty God, and a Prince of Peace. He promised us that he would be a father, and he would love us with a love that would not cease.
Well, I tried him and I found his promises are true. He's everything he said that he would be. The finest words I know could not begin to tell just how much Jesus really means.
Welcome back, folks. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. And that song that you heard was sung by my late wife, Marie Ellie. That was made popular by Sandy Patty in the 80s. In fact, I think Sandy Patty actually went on the Johnny Carson show once or twice and sang and got a lot of notoriety for that. So, beautiful song, very powerful song. Steve, did you know anything about her dad, Roy Patty?
I feel like I do, but I can't remember it off the top of my head.
You know what's interesting? He did a gospel quartet song and he sang all four parts.
I feel like I either heard that from you or I read that somewhere. Like he was really highly talented. He had a like incredible range like she does.
Yeah, exactly. So I just thought that was interesting. Love to find some of that. It was my pastor that at the time that told me about all of that with him. I didn't even know. So it was really kind of neat.
I tell you, if you went to a Sandy Patty concert, you didn't dare take glasses or a watch because when she hit that last note, man, something was going to break. The decibels and the range that she had was just insane. It was crazy. Beautiful.
Yeah, she sure did.
And then put her with Larnell Harris, and then it's a whole other context because he could sing too.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, we're talking about recession. We're talking about risk. I think one of the big problems that people need to realize is they could watch their gains just slip away. They could watch all of their gains slip away. That's the problem. And that's what I'm concerned about. People need to be aware of that, you know?
Absolutely. There's actually an article in Bloomberg. I believe this is Benjamin Purvis. This was on this is today, actually, this morning. Stock sell-off to intensify as fresh 10% plunge looms, survey finds. So basically the article says, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just a couple of real quick blurbs from it. It says, get ready for a fresh slump in the world's most watched stock index as economic growth fears spiral and the Federal Reserve embarks on its biggest policy tightening campaign in decades. With the S&P 500 flirting with a bear market last week and notching more than $1 trillion in losses, participants in the latest Pulse survey reckon there's more pain to come. And it goes on talking about the Fed being hawkish and just the longest run of weekly losses in more than two decades. And just money managers are, they're facing, this is the worst drawdown in the COVID-spurred tumult of 2020. But that's basically doesn't even pale in comparison to what the projections are. So it goes on to talk about things. But, you know, basically what they're saying is that, there's a lot more pain to come. And we know that. We've been talking about that for a long time. And here we are.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't like to be a prognosticator of all of this, but the fact is, look, everything that we know has changed in the last 3 years. Everything we know has changed. And so these are issues that people don't necessarily realize. And so how do you respond to that? You know, what do? Do you just sit there and watch your accounts go down? Because that's what your options are. If you don't do something about it, what do you do? You know, and so that's what we're trying to tell folks. You should. Here's my number one piece of advice to our listeners. And by the way, folks, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. You can go to mymoneyissafe.com. And you can email us at info@mymoneyissafe.com. And, the number one thing you can do is reduce risk. It's to reduce risk. If you don't reduce risk, you are facing taking a very big loss in this market. And that's the problem with all of this, Steve.
You know, I was thinking, I know we talk a lot about Noah, and certainly we don't put ourselves in the realm of Noah. But, there are a lot of similarities. When Noah knew that it was going to rain, even though the world hadn't experienced rain before, he was telling everybody, hey, it's going to rain. And, if we knew that something, let's say, like we've been talking about this for years, and if we knew this was coming, which we did, we've predicted it, if we knew this was coming and we said nothing, I mean, how irresponsible is that of us? So, I guess if I'm not saying that anybody's accusing us, but if somebody accused us of being doom and gloomers, I mean, if I know something's going to happen to you and I don't tell you, how irresponsible is that of me to not tell you?
Right.
So I feel like we're doing our due diligence and just letting people know, hey, there's a storm on the horizon and you need to prepare. We've been saying that for a long time. And guess what? The storm is here. We are in it. So if you haven't prepared, now's the time to start boarding up the windows and locking down your doors, and finding a safe place. And we're that safe place.
Yeah, we are, because we can help people, we can help people, make sure that their money's protected. Here's a question I want to ask our listeners. Okay, if you're listening to this show, what are your options right now? Where do you put your money?
Great question.
So, okay, we got another show that basically took a left-handed swipe at us. So I guess they're paying attention. And so I'll take it as a compliment. And then he's talking about other groups that handle it this way and that way. And one of my clients went to see this guy, basically he was all status quo. He didn't do anything. And if the account wasn't big enough, he didn't really devote a lot of time into the account. And, his whole thing was, yeah, we're going to buy some stocks. We're going to buy some bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, just a normal strategy. Steve, our strategy of using insurance vehicles have outperformed bonds for the last 10 years. And over 30 years have outperformed bonds, period.
Right.
So what people are doing is they're so where do you go? You go to bonds, you go to stocks, you go to the ETFs, you go to real estate investment trusts, REITs right now. Mm-hmm. REITs have performed pretty well, sure. When you've got all of these real estate. Problem with REITs is they're highly illiquid. They don't have any income guarantee. So right. It's the old adage, we're just going to just sit in the market and hope it goes up. So that's people's income plan. At the Prosperity Plan, our prosperity plan says we're going to have an income plan, a safe money plan, a legacy plan, a tax-free plan. And Steve, people better be paying attention to what's going on with the taxes, because yeah. it's draconian. And I would recommend all of our listeners to watch news on the World Economic Forum, WEF today, and watch what's being said and pay attention. That's all I can tell you. Pay attention to what's being said, because there's a lot of things that are being said. Folks, you can reach us at 800-440-0434. You can go to mymoneyissafe.com. Mymoneyissafe.com.
Sorry, on that note, actually, the Washington Post has an article, I believe it's today as well, from Jeff Stein, that talks about the title is Global Leaders Warn of Economic Dangers as Crisis Multiplies. So, you know, they go on to talk about, I'm not going to read much of the article, if any, but just talking about the same thing. You know, if the global leaders are warning of that, then, you know, that should tell you something. It's not just, as I said earlier, it's not just in our economy. It is a global thing. And, you know, they're talking about global recession. And my goodness, they talk about gas. We don't even need to bring that point up, because every time you go to the gas station, it's already, you know, it's from morning to afternoon, the price is raised. It's crazy.
Oh,
but
it
does talk about, you know, how retailers especially are taking hits, and even companies like Target and Walmart that are known for, you know, their supply chain distribution and their efficiency of everything, they're struggling because they can't get product, and the product they have, people aren't buying. And so there's this whole thing going on with them, and that's not good for any retailer. That's certainly not good for anybody that's trying to buy things either. I mean, go to the store and try to buy baby formula. You know, it doesn't exist. So
right.
Tough.
I talked about this before, but a global economy, when you give up your sovereignty,
mm-hmm.
you give up a lot of control.
Yep.
And the battle in our nation right now is globalism and nationalism. Nationalism's had their face shut down. And, you know, and I believe it'll come again, because people will not stand to watch our standard of living go down. And it has. Our standard.
Absolutely.
Seven states are promoting global income.
Wow.
Guaranteed income.
Guaranteed income.
And what that means is, you know, you go move into a hotel that shut down during a pandemic, you get a room and you're awarded the state. Wow. Lenin would be proud, I think.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
This is what's going on. So people better be aware, and they better protect their retirement, because this is stuff that's going, you know, that's going down that people need to be aware of. So,
by the way, guaranteed income has worked so well in so many countries that, you know, we might ought to consider it. That was sarcastic, by the way.
I know.
I just want to make sure the listeners know I'm not promoting it, because it has not worked, and it has been nothing but an absolute failure, and yet we're promoting it.
Well, we're promoting everything that seems to be going against the norm right now, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
Definitely. Yep. So what do we do? You know, what do we do? Listen, we're almost out of time. Call us at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com or email us at info@mymoneyissafe.com. So, folks, give us a call. Watch us on Facebook, too. To all of our Facebook listeners, like us on Facebook. Share this on Facebook. You can also go to YouTube, to our YouTube channel. Look up Prosperity Group at YouTube and see what's going on. So, again, these are things that we can do, folks, that you need to think about. That's all I can tell you. You need to think about these things. So, folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Greg Elliott of the Prosperity Group. Attention retirees, let me ask you a question. How much risk do you have in your retirement accounts? How much risk are you willing to take? Is your strategy simply to just stick money in bonds and make no money and have interest rate volatility risk? Let me show you a tried and proven insurance strategy that guarantees you increasing income and principal. Call us at 800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com.
Come bring me your softness. Comfort me through all this madness. Jesus, I know with you I'm born again.
This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and we are talking about recession and risk. How much risk do you have? Steve, one of the tools that we use is we use something called a risk pyramid to show how much, and I don't know if you have anything to post it, but for the sake of our Facebook listeners, but the question I want to ask folks is, you know, what do you do? What do you do right now? Okay. What's your strategy? What's your next step? All right. So one of the big problems that I run into is people are upside down. What I mean by that, if you take 100 and you subtract your age, so if I'm 65 years old, I shouldn't have more than 35% at risk. Yet I'm running into people that have all their 401k at risk. And they either in risk or they're in cash. So that means they're not making any money. If they try to dabble in the market, they lose a little bit because you always get burned when you try to, when you try to time the market. And that's a problem. So these are issues that people need to think about, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't find that pyramid, Greg, so I apologize for not being able to post that. But we'll get it up so people can see it.
Yeah, of course. The point of all we're talking about is we're trying to show tools for folks so they realize, you know, what their options are. We talked about stagflation, where the U.S. economy is heading. I mean, we're being told what lies ahead. We're being told what lies ahead.
You know, and the whole point behind the pyramid is balance, and we talk about this a lot on this show. But you know, to be 100% in anything is probably not a smart retirement strategy. But also to be more heavily weighted toward risk and less conservative is certainly not a strong strategy moving into retirement as well. And so, we talk about balance all the time, and it makes sense to be correctly balanced. And that balance changes over years, which is the 80, the rule of 100 that you were talking about before. It changes. I mean, if I'm 20 years old, I can afford to be a little more risky as opposed to when I'm 65 or 70 years old. I have to be more conservative to protect what I've worked hard to get, you know?
Right, right.
So that's the whole point of the risk pyramid to begin with.
Well, you know what's interesting? There's a lot of people that are now, downplaying, oh, you don't want to do that because you're missing all of this opportunity. And so why do you think that is? So I'm going to ask you the question. Okay. Why would the market mongers say, well, you don't want to follow that rule? Why would they say that?
Well, it certainly benefits them to keep as much money as possible in the market. It benefits them to I think that's probably the most simple answer. It just benefits them to keep money in the market. They don't want money moving from the market to something else. Because it's a drawdown to the market. It's a drawdown to, their opportunity. And I don't know. Does that adequately answer your question?
Yeah. I mean, it is, I'm reading this article in which they're saying, age cannot be the sole factor in deciding the allocation. Take a simple look. Let's look at a 35-year-old at 65, 35. And here's the problem. If you notice, everything is skewed to get everybody to put money in the market.
Yep.
I mean, that's what's going on. They want to put money in the market, and that's and it's a loaded deck, but you got to look at history. You've got to look at history. I've been saying this quite a bit, how you want to look at history and see what's going on, because history has a funny way of repeating itself.
Absolutely. And, you know, people tell you to get in the market and stay in the market when it's doing really well. But, I mean, you know, when you're riding the roller coaster down the hill, it's not fun anymore. I don't know about you. I love roller coasters. I love to be flipped around and all that kind of stuff. But, man, I hate that drop. I hate it. And, you know, the same thing with the stock market. You know, it's great when you're, you know, on the way up and you're going really fast and things are exciting. But, man, that drop. It drops fast and it hurts, you know,
right.
Gets you in the stomach. There's an article actually on Yahoo Finance. And by the way, I wanted to point out, so we don't typically talk about the title of the show until maybe the day before or the day of the show. We are always looking for articles and stuff. But this morning, when I got the title of the show, in about 10 or 15 minutes, I just looked up, you know, just general news. And man, stories are all over the news. So I'm going to encourage our listeners to, you know, just pay attention to headlines. You don't even have to read the articles. Pay attention to the headlines. There are so many headlines right now that are talking about the economy, whether it's global or the United States, talking about inflation, talking about recession, all these things that we're talking about. Research is super easy right now. So do some research. But this is an article that is in Yahoo Finance, and it's from Bloomberg, actually. And the title is A $5 Trillion Wealth Shock is Cracking America's Nest Eggs. So it goes on to talk about that, you know, America's collective worth has been growing at a crazy spell over the last several years, which we know the market's done very well. And then it says a plunge in wealth since starting of 2022, JP Morgan estimates totals at least $5 trillion. And listen to this. This is the most important thing. And could reach $9 trillion by the end of the year. In other words, we're only halfway there. This is according to JP Morgan Chase. That's not very optimistic news if you've got money in the market and you have especially retirement money. That's pretty staggering.
You know, if you know, have you ever heard of a hedge fund, right? We all hear about hedge funds.
Sure.
Why do they do hedge funds? It's to hedge your bet.
That's right.
Because it is a bet.
Yep.
And so the way people can hedge is they can hedge with their risk by not allowing themselves to get caught up in too much risk. So let's think about something here. What can the Fed do other than manipulate the interest rates right now, print more money? I think they're out of hat tricks. And so here's what's looming. I think you're going to see the interest rates drop again. That'll be their only – so I think you're going to see – by the last quarter, this is again a prediction, I think you're going to see them try to lower the rate to stimulate the economy before the typical fall pullback.
Right.
But I think there's a lot of factors that could cause problems. So, you know, here's what your choices are. You can take 100% of the risk, leave all the money in the market, hope that it goes up, maybe go down, continue to operate in this volatility. Or you can use an account that can add double digits. We have one account, Steve. This is great for a younger person. One account that's adding nearly 36% into their retirement account day one. Okay, that's strong. That's a lot of money.
Right.
And there's other accounts that offer double digit as well. And it's real money. It's not gimmicks. That's the amazing thing. So to allocate some of your money – like Steve, we've met with people from BMW. We did a lot of the pension buyouts that we we put the money in something in lump sum form. You know, we've worked with Duke Power employees and GE employees and different things like that. We've been able to help people, and guess what? None of them lost money in the market when the market went down and during COVID.
Yep.
And they're not losing money now. Now, unfortunately, the volatility hurts the returns with some of the safer investments. It does hurt the returns. But let me ask that question. We've asked it before in the show. Would you rather lose 30 or 40% of your retirement portfolio or get a 0% return that year?
I would get zero every time. I would love it.
So zero is truly our hero.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, you mentioned interest rates, and I want people to, you know, again, try to understand, if you don't, sort of the relationship with interest rates. See, the Fed is really walking a thin line because they don't want too much inflation. So they raise interest rates to try to control the inflation. But when you do that, it has an adverse effect on the stock market. And so they will lower interest rates to try to boost the, you know, the stock market itself. I know we're almost out of time. I just wanted to say that, you know, so politically they may do that. As you were saying, toward the end of the year, they may try to give a boost to the market. So they're going to lower rates. But pay attention to what's going on with the rates, because it definitely has an effect. And they're walking a tightrope that they're about out of dances. That's kind of what you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they are. And that's the danger that is looming with every retiree.
That's right.
Okay, so the question is, let me ask our listeners a question. If you've got a 401k, you've seen these gains, and now you've seen a slight pullback, and you're not sure what to do, now's not the time to sit in limbo and hope it comes back. Now's the time to take action and consider doing a risk reallocation to reduce some of your risks. Folks, if you want to learn how we can help you with that, call us at 800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. Stay tuned.
$1 million home, driving down the winding road, fast cars, familiar faces, yet I feel so alone. Here today and gone tomorrow, all it's brought me is grief and sorrow. I need you, I need you, Jesus, I need you.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Greg Elliott of the Prosperity Group, and you are tuned into the Prosperity Hour. You can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. You know, Steve, we're talking about strategies. We're talking about risk. We talked about hedge funds. Our clients, we show them a hedging strategy, if you will, where they can make a reasonable rate of return. It's not a strategy where you're just going to make a 0% return. I looked at somebody came in and they met with us. They had 60% of their money in bonds, 20% in stocks, and then the rest of it in mutual funds. Do you know what they made in the last year?
I don't.
I'm seeing the last year for the year 2021.
Mm-mm. No idea.
They made about 7%.
Okay.
Because 60% of their money wasn't working for them.
Wow.
If they would have used our strategy in 2021, they would have made about 9% without the risk.
Yeah, that's the big thing, without the risk.
Which means they lock in their gain. So these people mm-hmm. that made 7, or the people that saw us that made 7%, they've now in the negative because the market lost 15%. So if they, you know, I'm assuming they kept the same strategy. So now they're down. So basically, they didn't take advantage of locking these gains. Met with another person the other day. Biggest bull market in the account that they were in was a variable annuity. You know what they average on that account, Steve? 3%. Biggest bull market. They bought it in 2014. You know why? The company was making more in fees than they were. And wow. See, this is where they try to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yep.
It's that they lump all annuities into the same chassis. And so it's very confusing and deceptive how you look at all these search engines and they'll say beware of annuities, but they don't specify which annuities you should be bewaring of. Bewaring of? That was good English.
Well, it was bewaring is what you said.
So, you know, what should I be cautious about? You know, well, you want something that's going to give you a reasonable rate of return. You lock in your gains on an annual basis, and that sometimes you get upfront bonuses, real money for their accounts. And, but this is what we run into. And you know, I don't know what people are waiting for except for this. I think people are familiar with the devil. They know, and they're unsure about the devil. They don't know. And the problem is it's fear. And so people will react when the market really starts tanking more. Right now, there's so many people that are in limbo, and they could have the peace of mind in their accounts going up without risk of losing in their portfolio.
Absolutely.
That's what we can offer.
Yep. And you were talking about the difference in chassis, and I wanted to make the point. I was trying to think of an analogy, and chassis is a really good analogy. So is there a difference between, I don't know, a Chevy Cavalier and a Tesla? Of course there's a difference. There are major differences between those two vehicles. Or a pickup truck, a Toyota Tundra versus a Tesla. I mean, there are tons of different things, and maybe a Tundra works for you, maybe the Tesla works for you, but the point is to know what the differences are. You can't say that all cars or all vehicles are the same, because they're not. Same with an annuity. There are so many different. Some of them are terrible. Some of them are awful, but there are some that are absolutely, as a retirement vehicle, are just amazing, and they're perfect for the right person. As you know, as long as what we do is we sit down and we look at your situation and we make sure that you fit, that the shoe fits. And when it does, it's a great opportunity for you. And when it doesn't, then we move on. But the point is that you can't say that all annuities are alike, just like you can't say that all cars are alike, because they're not.
No, and that's well said, because they are not alike, and they're not all alike. And we like to use companies that are going to give client the best income return, depending on what their goals are. You know, we're looking to determine what the best course of action is for folks. You know,
that's and the cool thing is, I'm sorry to talk over you. The cool thing is, though, we have a lot of different options. It's not, you know, we don't just have one company or one product. We have a lot of different things that will be customizable to you, that again meet your needs and your goals and your objectives. That's right. What it's about.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, these are things that people can do to protect themselves, you know, by using the vehicles that we have.
Absolutely. I'd like to remind our listeners too that we are, Greg mentioned earlier that we're on Facebook. We're recording on a day that we don't typically record on today, but we typically record on Wednesday mornings. We would love to have you participate in the show. Go to our page, which is Prosperity Group Advisors. Like the page, turn on notifications. You'll be notified when we go live, and you can participate in the show all the time. We have people asking us questions, making comments, and we love to interject that in the show, because we feel like it's more of a live show with live interaction with people at that point. But you can also go back and watch the archive shows as well. So go to our page, turn on notifications, like the page, and we'll see you when we record the show.
Absolutely. Listen, I want to reach out to our Sarasota listeners right now. And for our Sarasota listeners, I am going to be doing the Bill Blunkley Live, which airs this afternoon, and it's on Faith Talk and a couple of other stations. They can look on our website to see all of the affiliations, and we can definitely, I think people will enjoy it. And for our Sarasota listeners, we can help you. I'm coming down there. We've got any of our team that can be down there. We've helped a lot of people in Sarasota. I'm hoping to be down there for like a month in July. So, you know, and also our Spartanburg office. We have a new Spartanburg office for our Spartanburg listeners, where Steve mans that office. So that's something you can take advantage of for our Spartanburg listeners. Of course, mm-hmm. We've got the Seneca office. In fact, we're going to be doing a meet and greet at the Seneca office soon, so stay tuned on that. And of course, we've got the Greenville office. We've got a Chattanooga office. So we are literally in multiple states. So we can help all of our listeners. If you want to find out how we can help you, give us a call. We'll help you formulate an income plan. We'll help you formulate a tax-free plan, a legacy plan, a safe money plan. We'll help you with long-term care. We can even help you with Medicare. We can help you with all of these things. I got started with Medicare years ago. I was one of the largest Medicare people in Greenville when Medicare Advantage came out. And, you know, Medicare Advantage was really good, and it's helped a lot of people afford things. What people need to realize, unfortunately, about Medicare is I've kind of changed a lot of our strategy where we're recommending going back to supplements as opposed to Medicare Advantage, only because basically what's happened to Medicare Advantage is they're just turning into HMOs. So it just seems odd. It's not like the government would have an ulterior motive, would they, Steve?
No.
Everybody that got into Medicare Advantage is now morphing into HMOs. Senior HMOs are problematic. There's some issues there. So these are issues that you need to think about in your lives, and we can help you with all of these things. So, folks, call us at 800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com, or you can email us at info@mymoneyissafe.com. You can go to info@mymoneyissafe.com.
Absolutely. And I just want to, again, encourage our listeners. I mean, a lot of our listeners are very in tune with what's going on, A, because they listen to the show, but B, they're just informed in general. But keep your ear to the ground and you know, pay attention to the news, because things that we've been talking about for a long time are now coming to fruition. And the storm is not in full force yet. You know, I remember living in Florida, and you know, you hear the hurricane warnings, and you know, 10 days away, and you're like, okay, it's coming, whatever. And then it's like 3 days away, and you're okay, well, yeah, we're in that window. And then one day away, you start seeing the wind blow. Well, we're kind of in that situation where the wind's blowing a little bit, and actually it's blowing a lot. But you know, now is the time, if you haven't brought in the dog and you know, buttoned up the house and brought in the plants and you know, prepared your safe room and all that, now is absolutely the time to do that, no question. Yeah. So get ready.
Yeah, no, you're right. And people need to watch what's going on. They need to pay attention to their retirement accounts. You know, Steve, the show's winding down, but I want to kind of just go over a couple of things. How many people do you think would like an account where their principal is protected, their gains are protected, they can make a reasonable rate of return, 4, 6%, 8%, 3%? You know, how many people do you think want an account that will add double digits to their retirement portfolio? So think about this. Somebody's got $600,000. They add double digits. They've added over $100,000 to your account day one. Mm-hmm. Now, why would I want to sit there and just hope that the market goes up because I'm worried about losing some of my opportunity growth? Well, guess what? I can protect my money, get an opportunity to make some money, but not have to take 100% of the risk myself. So folks, if you want to mitigate your risk, if you want to sleep easy, if you want to learn how to add double digits to your account, have guaranteed income for you and your spouse, and pass on what's left over to your kids, then just give us a call at 800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. You got people on the radio talking about guaranteed income. I've got something better. I've got guaranteed increasing pension-like income. Guaranteed increasing pension-like income. All right? It's better than a guaranteed income where there's no growth. A lot of those accounts, the policies that they use, they'll make 1 or 2%. They'll have a 7% income guarantee, but the person is in that situation is not maxing out what they could make. Hey, listen, we're out of time. God bless you. Have a great day. Thanks for being here, Steve. Appreciate y'all. God bless.
Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you concerned where the market is going? Are you concerned with how much risk you have? If you've been listening to today's shows, we've talked about strategies that can help you. We can guarantee your principal by the claims paying ability of the insurance companies we deal with, and an income, and an increasing income, and it'll cover you and your spouse. If you want to learn how you can add nearly 36% to your retirement, call us, 1-800-440-0434.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.